Hey guys, so today we're going to be talking about the finale of WandaVision.
Yes, and I have to apologize because I watched it a week late because I had a trial, so...
Yeah, we're so sorry. But, so we got 225 listens, so we are going to make a Falcon and the Winter Soldier podcast.
Yes, you guys have been so great, and you've given us such great listening and some feedback, and so we're excited to continue doing this for... Next week, right? The show starts next week.
Yep, starts next week. So, anyway.
But let's get right to it. So.
So anyway.
What do you think? What did you think of the finale?
The finale was probably one of the best.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
It might be the best.
Yeah. You liked the one that was the Modern Family one, too. You thought that one was really
good.
That
one was probably the best.
Well, I was very impressed with the way they tied most of the storylines together. And you know what I really liked? I was fascinated by the battle between the two visions. I thought that was very interesting to me.
Yeah. And then around the library, they started talking to just like they forgot they were fighting. That was hilarious.
I thought that was hilarious. I also thought it was good because it really kind of reflected who Vision is and how he's thinking. He's thinking so deeply, like both the real Vision and the, well, do you want to talk about like who's the real Vision there?
The real Vision is actually White Vision.
Yeah.
The real.
Well, but this here's the trick, and this is sort of what I was getting at. So they talked about Theseus's ship, and that's a philosophical problem, okay? And here's the idea behind it. And I know this from because I was a philosophy major in college. Imagine there's a ship, okay?
Yeah.
And as it gets old, they replace one plank at a time of the ship until the ship is all the way new again.
Yeah.
And imagine that they kept the old pieces of the ship.
Yeah.
And then after the new ship was completely built, they took the old pieces of the ship and they rebuilt the old ship from those pieces.
They don't know if it was the same.
Which ship is the real ship? See? It's really complicated.
So you can make arguments for both, right? You can say, well, the ship that got rebuilt was always the ship.
That's the real one.
It was always a ship, but all of the original pieces of the old ship are back in the shape of the same ship. So you've got two ships that are they could basically say they were the same ship, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening with Vision here.
Yeah. So I noticed something about Vision that I've actually never noticed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed, you know that little thing in his head where you put the stone in?
Yeah.
See, in the human body, there's actually a part that slants down and makes it like this.
Yeah. You mean between your eyebrows?
Yeah, I never realized that. Vision looks like a human body without skin, basically. That's what he is.
Oh.
So anyway.
Okay.
You know that book that she was holding, that Agatha?
Where she was reading it?
Yeah.
At the very end?
Yeah, it was called The Darkhold.
Yeah.
But the part that confused me, it said, the Scarlet Witch is forged. Wait, she is not, which is not born. She is forged. Which I don't understand because it literally shows her childhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe she just got her powers as a...
Well, I think what happened was that the...
Because her parents probably weren't
powerful.
I think
she just kind of knew how to do magic just because she had the powers. But now that she's reading that book, like, she's going to be even more powerful, right?
Yeah. So you know that Sorcerer Supreme thing?
What?
Well, when she said, your power exceeds that of the Sorcerer Supreme, it's your destiny to destroy the world.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. But, so in Doctor Strange, they talk a lot about the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange is a sorcerer, Wanda's a witch.
Yeah.
They're so both magic.
Is that going to be part of the new movie? I heard
there's a, it's Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
So people are guessing that they're going to be together.
Think Wanda's going to be a major character in the new Doctor Strange movie? When's that coming out?
It's Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
So probably, well, it's one of the later Phase 4, so probably late 2021 or early 2022.
Okay. Well, so what else is on the slate for future Marvel stuff beyond the Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I think there's Loki.
Oh, there's a Loki show?
And it's actually coming out pretty soon.
I'd like to see that. I like Loki. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, so Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Oh, they're making a Miss Marvel, Shang-Chi in the Legend of Ten Rings, Captain Marvel 2, the Eternals, Hawkeye, and She-Hulk.
What's the name of the guy that was an Ant-Man that was in this too?
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of him. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, I like that actor.
He's a good actor. They had a lot of really good actors in this series too.
Yeah, I like Ralph Bonner a lot.
Which one was?
No, I like Agatha.
I thought she was very good. I think she might be done though, because when they trapped her in that at the end, when they trapped her in there,
I actually think they're gonna go back to her because
they might need her for something.
Yeah, because Wanda's like probably gonna like go crazy and need help. That's what I think, because she was kind of like going crazy. I mean, not going crazy. She was like mentally not very well.
So let me circle. I hate to keep circling back to Vision.
Yeah.
But like that the White Vision guy?
Yeah.
He's out there, right? He just kind of took off.
Yeah, they just basically forgot about him.
Just forgot about him at the end. So what's going to you've got like a brand new Vision who has the memories of the old Vision.
Yeah. So,
and it's basically the old Vision who's back, right?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen now? Mm-hmm. And why is Wanda at the very end, she's kind of off in the wilderness, right?
I think I know why.
Why?
Well, it might be a little bit like Hulk, because now they think she's kind of a criminal because she trapped all those people. That's probably what they think, and you see a police at the end.
Yeah, I got it. So, she's kind of hiding out because people think she's a bad guy, and she's trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, and, apparently, you know Monica?
Monica, yes.
Yeah, she can absorb bullets. That's part of her comic.
Yeah, we saw that at the end. Well, you know, this was basically Monica's
origin. And same with Scarlet Witch.
Well, no, Scarlet Witch, that's not her origin.
No, basically.
We learned her origin.
It's basically her origin.
Well, yeah, I guess the flashbacks revealed her origin.
Yeah.
Because she touched the what stone? One of those stones.
The Mind Stone. Oh, yeah. Also, so there's something... So her costume in the comics...
Yeah.
So, that's what she was wearing. Her exact costume in the comics. Isn't that really cool? And finally, she's Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Finally.
So you think Monica appears... Oh, yeah. So you think Monica appears in a future episode?
Definitely. Yeah. I bet you Monica's, like, gonna be an after credits of something.
Maybe Monica gets her way into the,
Avengers.
Well, no, I mean, into the Avengers, but maybe she gets her way into the Falcon Winter Soldier series, too. Because she's really good. I'd like to see more of her. She's a good actress.
Yeah. In episode, the episode before this.
Yeah.
It shows, Wanda, it shows, like, Wanda looking into the stone. She's... Vision of like her in her comic book costume.
Yeah.
Well, if you look in that episode, like Wanda like breaking like doing all of that magic, it shows like the exact. I'll put this on the cover.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, which is really really cool.
Yeah.
Because like I guess that stone could tell the future.
That's kind of cool. Can I ask another question?
What?
What happened to her kids? I feel bad. They may have been disintegrated with...
Yeah, they definitely were disintegrated.
Are you sure?
With Vision, definitely.
That's sad. Well, but hear me out. Vision was disintegrated because he died in real life, right?
Yeah.
These kids never existed.
Oh, wait, you're right.
These kids never existed in real life, right?
I bet you they might
have... So they may not have died.
No, but it said, thanks for choosing me. But that might mean...
That's true. Thanks for choosing me.
That may mean those aren't her real... kids, and
that is true. That was a weird way to say that. Thank you for choosing me.
I mean, what did we say?
Does that
she should have said like something like I love you or something.
I think she said that too, didn't she?
No, she never said I love you.
She did say thanks for choosing me. And like, so the implication is that the kids were some sort of separate thing before.
Yeah, Mephisto. She was around? They were Mephisto shards, probably.
You think
maybe
so?
Because a little bit of Mephisto is in Billions.
Well, you know the other thing is?
What?
So the So the her brother wasn't really her brother, right? You said that was Agnes's husband?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I'm not sure I understand that piece.
So I'm pretty sure you said the Snoop was gonna snoop.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure actually, so you saw how powerful Ralph was.
Right.
Well, Ralph, because Agnes basically gave him those powers just like in that universe. Just in the bubble, like he only had the powers in the bubble, I'm pretty sure.
So Ralph was Ralph just a regular dude that was in that neighborhood? Wait, whoever.
Actually, so I think he's only probably powerful in that house. Because whoever casts the runes is a spell, and there might be a spell to get some people to have super speed. Who knows?
Maybe. So you think the powers that he had were from Agatha?
Yeah, and also, so I think I know why Monica could have been in Ralph's house.
Why?
Because Snoopers gonna snoop. Like Ralph might have punched her, and then she got knocked out. And then she ended up in Ralph's house. And who knows? That seems like a very Marvel thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of complicated stuff there that wasn't revealed.
Yeah, there's so much like holes. If anyone who's watched Captain Marvel, like, mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the after credit?
Yeah, the after. Oh yeah, on to the after.
Okay.
So the person said like, I was sent by an old friend of your mother's or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the person said, where? Then the person, then Monica said, where? And then the shapeshifter from Captain Marvel pointed up.
Yeah.
And then Nick Fury at the second after credits.
Yeah.
Wait.
From what?
Actually, no.
It was an after credit for one of the big Marvel movies?
That might have been Endgame after credit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, that wasn't Endgame.
It was the other one.
It was Far From Home. Far From Home.
The Spider-Man one?
Yeah, do you remember when he was, like, missing in Far From Home?
Yeah.
He was
abducted by aliens?
No, he was just chilling with those shapeshifter dudes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you think that shapeshifter dude at the end in the after credit wants to take her up to talk with Nick Fury in a spaceship?
Basically.
Okay, that's fair. That sounds very logical to me.
I mean, Marvel Universe, yes, but definitely not.
Well, not real life logical, but yeah. Marvel Universe logical.
Also, at the end, so you hear, so you know when she's, like, doing that weird magic book?
Yeah, she's like, reading. Well,
I think that's the Darkhold book that Agatha had.
I think it is, too. Yeah. Tell me this. So she was out, I'm not sure I understand why she was sort of wearing regular clothes in, like, Montana.
And then there was a second one.
And it was in, did you notice it was in a bubble?
Oh my gosh, I think I know.
I don't understand that. What was going on there?
So Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So you watched Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
So you know how he like makes a million of himself?
Yeah.
And they're like all sitting like crisscross. Like they're all sitting like.
I think I remember that.
So and they're all like attacking Thanos. Do you see how she was sitting crisscross and she was like doing that.
I didn't notice that.
That was exactly what happened in Doctor Strange.
So you think she created a second version of herself in a bubble that's reading up on that book,
basically,
so that she can.
I don't think the bubble part.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you remember, she opened the door in that cabin, and it was definitely there was like a lot of like magic, reddish like bubble type stuff happening around her.
Yeah, I guess. But I think she is like a sorcerer and a witch because she did exactly what Doctor Strange did in that. Like exactly.
So she's you're definitely saying a lot of Doctor Strange. She has Strange the power things. To duplicate herself and learn from the duplication of herself, is what you're saying.
Basically like a clone that's sharing the same mind.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's kind of cool. That's a good power.
Yeah, but it would be very good for homework, definitely.
It would be great for you could do homework and then
and
you could go
play.
Play
with your friends at the same time.
That's a good power. That might be one of the better powers, right?
Yeah, like when you are, like it would be an awesome power when you're a kid, and definitely like for Wanda, because she could. That reminds me of something exactly.
What?
So in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people are falling out of an airplane,
mm-hmm.
and so Iron Man came, right?
Right.
And then so Iron Man was just flying around, picking them all up.
Okay.
Okay.
But then once he saves all of them, he's really on his couch, sitting, controlling it, just controlling it from like a band or something.
Like a remote control?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it remind you of that?
Because he's like doing two things at once.
Yeah, but that's like the practical, non-magic way to do
You're
it.
You're right. Yeah. It's like the non-magic.
It's almost like a drone. Like he's controlling a drone Iron
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm thinking about drones.
Yeah. Drones are cool too, though.
I think that could be like a magic. I mean, if you think of it,
it's like a magic version of drones.
Yeah. If you think of it in a different way, it could definitely be.
No, I like your analogy there. I think it's a good one.
Thanks.
It's a good one. So. So what else? Anything else? How long have we been going?
Not long.
Not long. We had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So I feel, the thing that I'm confused with is they didn't get into Mephisto stuff when there was really a lot of Mephisto stuff.
What's Mephisto? Remind me what
Mephisto is. Do you remember Mephisto's the shards in Billion?
The shard what?
Oh my gosh. I think Wanda has a little bit of Mephisto in her. Because, do you want to know why?
I'm not sure I believe all this Mephisto stuff.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it too.
I feel like people are trying to put Mephisto into this story. I'm not sure Mephisto is really part of the story.
You're right.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe that's sort of like a deep, deep, hidden...
Yeah, that's probably just a deep, deep, hidden thing.
Yeah.
Do you think you notice... Oh, yeah. So, you know how there's boots under that car?
Yeah.
That was definitely Wizard of Oz reference.
That was Wizard of Oz reference. But here's my question there.
Yeah?
The car went through the... I'm not sure I understood what was happening there. Why did the car... Obviously, Wanda took the car and threw it into the house. But why did she do it?
Well, she did it to... She, like, smashed it, but then Agnes just, like, teleported it away.
Right, but what did that accomplish? I'm not sure I understood.
It didn't accomplish anything. It was just like a fail trying to kill
Agnes. Oh, she was trying to kill Agnes and it just went there?
Yeah.
Whose boots were those?
Well, we're not sure. But so, Dad?
Yeah.
In the movie theater.
Yeah.
In the movie theater there was this thing. In the movie theater... it said now playing Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I noticed that when the movie theater got changed toward the end, maybe three quarters of the way through, when the bubble was shrinking.
Yeah.
There were a couple of very weird titles for movies on there, and I think we need to research at some point what those were. Because I'd never seen those movies, and it seemed like that was some sort of Easter egg.
I'm trying to find a picture of the box of movies she has. Well, there it is.
No, I'm talking about on the movie theater marquee, like, you know, in the town square. They had some weird
titles. They had really weird choice. I could tell the Wizard of Oz was very clear to notice.
Yeah, the nod to the Wizard of Oz is cool because you gotta, you know, I mean, these are all witches, right? And so there's at least two witches in this story, not including the witches, the Salem witches from the dream as well. So I think giving a nod to the Wizard of Oz is very, very neat.
In episode 9, so you know how they're all together as a family, like all fighting?
Yeah.
That was a reference to Incredibles and in the movie theater.
You think so? You think that was an Incredibles reference?
That definitely was.
Is Marvel's part of Disney or not?
Marvel, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, Marvel owns Pixie. Well, no, Marvel owns Disney, Pixar, Nat Geo, Star Wars.
I think Disney owns all of
Simpsons.
Those things. Okay.
And they play the Parent
Trap.
Yeah,
no, you're right, because this is all on the Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But, hey, Dad.
Hey, what?
Do you think, I don't think there's actually, so there used to be, like, lots of, like, references to, like, her past.
Yeah.
But in this episode, there was, like, none. Why do you think so?
Well, I think they had a lot to fit into this story. I'm not sure I would read
into
it.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, this is pretty action-packed.
What? Dad.
What?
Look, read this.
That's what I was talking about. What does it say?
That's not even a...
Tannhauser Gate put the fun in dysfunction. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Well, what's
Tankhauser. Tankhauser? What's Tankhauser mean?
That's what I was looking at. Put the fun in dysfunction. That makes sense. Tankhauser Gate.
Hauser Gate. Oh my god, look.
What?
Are we Tankhauser Gate is a local... No, that's Marvel. Look. That's...
Tankhauser Gate?
Yeah, it's a Marvel. Wait. WandaVision. Easter egg.
What is it? It's an Easter egg. I told you it was.
Yep. Tankhauser. It must have been a... It wasn't... Tears in the Rain? It was like a... From a...
Oh, you think it's a real movie?
I'm not... It keeps saying something about Tears in the Rain.
Tankhauser Gate. Or does it say... Maybe I misread the marquee. Maybe it does say Tears in the Rain.
No, but then it says, look...
But...
WandaVision.
Easter egg. Vision ending more powerful.
But then, look. Tank...
This is Tannhauser Gate. Looks like a German thing. Very famous monologue from Ridley Scott's 1982 sci-fi cult. Oh, it's from Blade Runner.
What's Blade Runner?
Tannhauser refers to a poet. And the phrase Tannhauser Gate is from Blade Runner, which is a sci-fi futuristic movie, which I am embarrassed to say that I've never seen all the way through, that we probably need to watch.
I think it's
a nod. I don't think, you know, it's got the guy who was Han Solo in it. And it's a very famous sci-fi movie. Huh. Maybe we can watch that tonight.
Blade Runner?
Blade Runner.
Is that Marvel?
No. No, it's sort of an old time.
Like 80s?
Yeah, it was like around the same time as like Star Wars.
1982.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has really good ratings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a classic. It's a classic sci-fi movie. I'll tell you what. Maybe we watch that tonight, and we could do, like, a special Blade Runner episode on the podcast.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, let's wrap this one up. I think we've covered everything.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The name of our Falcon the Winter Soldier podcast will be just like this, just Falcon the Winter in the Winter Soldier. Exclamation mark.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.